Some voters in Maine putting pressure on Republican Senator Susan Collins as she is seen as one of the key swing votes on whether Brett Kavanaugh will be confirmed to the Supreme Court. Protests have continued over the past couple of weeks, and yesterday nearly two dozen protesters and survivors of sexual assault showed up at Collins' office in Portland. Joining us now is Steve Missler, chief political correspondent for Maine Public Radio. He's in Augusta. Steve, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And when you talk to voters in Maine, what's the temperature right now? How much pressure are they putting on Susan Collins?
Well, I haven't seen anything like it, to be honest with you, Jeremy. We should just back up a little bit. Senator Collins has been under a lot of pressure ever since President Trump was elected president, because she was always seen as sort of somebody who might be able to block his worst impulses, perhaps, and because her reputation as a centrist. And so everybody's sort of looking to her on this particular nomination as perhaps blocking it. And, you know, who knows if that's going to happen or not, but the pressure has been sustained and intense, and it's especially increased since the sexual assault allegations surfaced earlier last month.
Well, but even before the allegations, we know that Susan Collins says she is pro-choice. And many look at Brett Kavanaugh and say he is somebody who may want to overturn Roe versus Wade, even though he has said, I guess, to her privately that he thinks it's settled law.
Correct. Yeah. And that was the initial sort of trigger for the protest. There are other additional concerns. But it's true that the Roe versus Wade question has been center of mind for a lot of people, and especially women who are expected to be a particularly potent force in the upcoming midterm elections.
Has she said anything since the testimony last Thursday from Dr. Ford and Brett Kavanaugh?
Not much. I mean, the only thing that she's said is that she is supportive of the this FBI probe that is going to dig a little bit deeper into those allegations. She has said that. But other than that, she's really keeping a low profile. You know, I think probably just waiting for the outcome of that FBI inquiry to decide how she's going to vote.
Now, Maine is a state that is represented in the governor's office by a pretty conservative Republican, Paul LePage. How much pressure does Collins face from conservatives?
That's a good question. I mean, right now, what you're seeing is overwhelming pressure from progressive groups. But lying in wait, I suspect, if she were to vote against Kavanaugh or even signal that she would oppose his nomination, would be certainly a backlash from conservatives. And, you know, certainly Governor Paul LePage has exerted some of that pressure on Collins personally in the past. He did it during some key health care votes last year. And I would imagine that he would do the same if she had given any kind of indication that she would oppose Kavanaugh's nomination. She hasn't done that yet. She's struck me as somebody who's been wanting to get to yes on Kavanaugh over the last month or so. But that may, you know, if something happens, if something comes up during this FBI probe that raises questions for her and she somehow signals that she would oppose him, I would expect that she would see as much pressure on the right as she's been seeing on the left.
That's Steve Missler, chief political correspondent for Maine Public Radio. Steve, thank you.
My pleasure.